Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly on Packer Ave. Coming up in 1 hour, the Brandon Graham Show. Myself, ESP, and BG, and then the Players Lounge from Chickie's and Pete's with Ike and Hugh Douglas. And Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson, as the three, as Elliot, Ike, and Hugh all try to bully Landon Dickerson into making sure Saquon and the offensive line play.
Yeah, when you cast your vote, Landon, make sure you cast to play.
Yeah, yes, at least for the hour that you're here.
Well, they're the one that wanted to run the ball in the beginning anyway.
Right.
So
yes,
this
they
is
were
a
the
culmination.
Ones. Yeah, but are they taking another trip to
Sirianni's
to Nick's office? Yeah.
Do you think they walk in and Nick goes, "Oh God, come on.
Guys, what do you guys want now?
Enough." All right, let's give out some game balls.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five! Beautiful five.
Listen, he's not getting a game ball, but I want it pointed out. An honorable mention. Good to see Alshon back in the building yesterday.
How about
that? Just see old number 17.
Oh man!
Now wait, you love Alshon?
But love, I know.
Oh,
it's a tough
Alshon
one.
Guy,
yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one for you guys.
Well, for me, yeah.
Well, no, he's. Oh, you mean because he's an anti-Wentz guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen.
Hey.
He helped win the Super Bowl. What are you going to do?
What's the saying? You forgive and you forget?
Yeah, that's what you do. Time heals all wounds, man. Time heals all wounds.
Love it.
I don't know if they heal the wounds between Carson and
Sure.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens.
I don't think they're going to any Sixers games.
Oh, all right. What the hell? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah. Nothing better.
One of the greatest quotes in the IP history.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't play that for him yesterday. You know, sitting there being honored.
Could you imagine?
Dude, I don't know. It would be unbelievable.
I would have left the show, man.
If Julio had any stones. I'm just kidding. All right, the five game balls. Fifth game ball I'm giving to our good pal, Scoops Caney.
How about Scoops yesterday?
Congrats to Scoops.
A lot of sidelines.
You're going to say why? Not everybody listened.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
So Devin is the new sideline reporter through the playoffs and going forward. So she made her first game yesterday. Listened to the first report when I got in today.
Did.
Nailed it.
Oh, did she?
She gave the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you listened to it.
Because if she screwed up, you knew we were going to crush her.
There was going to be drops. I had to see if she nailed it or not.
I would not have approved of that.
And she nailed it.
Okay, I'm glad
she nailed it.
She's given the news.
Yes.
This is the news.
It's not an easy job, man.
No, it
it's
is not.
It's her first time she knows everybody's listening.
I know. Yep.
You know, you would have been fumbling and stumbling and bumbling around.
I'm not a natural talker. Now, I just hope.
It works on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's why his name's Third.
So, in some people's eyes, it's Fritz and Friends. But I would like Marilyn Mike next time to make her do an Eagles chant.
Oh, no.
Come
There's
on.
No
Listen,
way they're going to do that.
Listen, first of all, you know, Uncle Merle is way too professional for
yes,
that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's only
not,
on this
he's
show.
Not dealing with the shenanigans.
Devin, we'd
yes.
like to hear you sing Creed.
Great job. Yeah.
Hold me now.
Devin, I heard you on the afternoon show this
All right, let's move on.
Not even close. Number four, I'm giving to CJGJ, baby. The pick six.
Number four?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he got the second pick. I don't count. First off, that's Quinion.
Yeah, he stole it from Quinion. He's playing defense on Quinion.
Like, seriously, Quinion just wants one pick. Yeah. Quinion might win Defensive Rookie of the Year without an interception.
CJGJ is covering Quinion.
Dude, CJ was, like, tracking that ball like Willie Mays. Yeah. Just let Quinion catch one.
Dude, the still of it is amazing because Quinion's hands are out there like a wide receiver, and CJ just scoops in.
You know what it reminded me of? The Brett Favre Hail Mary play. Not Hail Mary, but when he heaved it in the 4th and 26
yes.
game. And Dalt caught the ball when Lito was really right there. I'm like, better let Dalt catch that ball, Lito. Yeah. don't get in the way.
The one time they didn't yes. give the ball to Najee Davenport that night.
Shut up, Jack.
But it was so weird yesterday, and it's happened a couple times with the defense this year, where the first two drives you're like, this defense might be fraudulent. And then
it's almost every game
where they're just getting up and down the field against them, and then they figure it out. But CJ with the big pick six, and
he
was off to the races.
That was nice.
It really is amazing. The first two drives of every game, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long day. They drive up the field, and then something clicks. I would love to know. I wonder if anyone will ask a good question of Vic Fangio this week. But to ask him, I wonder if he would answer what is happening there. Not that there's anything wrong, but are they just fielding a team out in the beginning?
Seems like it.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's the only game I can remember in recent memory.
We started off
defensively really, really good. But every other game, it seems like they drive and then the defense tightens up.
Who has better starts, the Eagles' offense or the Eagles' defense?
They're like the same. Know. We may give up yards. Do we give up a lot of points?
Not really. It's mostly just yards. Yeah. It's mostly yards.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Cincinnati scored on the opening drive. Dallas scored on...
I remember that, yeah.
Now, Dallas's opening drive was the pick six, but they were driving on that, and then they scored on the next drive.
Right.
Jacksonville, I think, moved the ball early in the game. I don't know. I'll go back and look, but it's uncanny. It's usually the first two drives, and the Rams moved the ball really well in the beginning of the game as well.
They had the first two drives. They moved the ball.
Yep.
The third game ball I'm giving to John Clark.
What?
Oh, I know why.
What did John Clark do?
He got the exclusive of the fan that caught the ball from A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. If I ever heard or saw one guy that I know thanks Ike Reese for his service,
it's that guy.
It was the guy that caught the ball. And here's how that interview sounded.
All right, we are with the fan who was able to catch A.J. Brown's pass from the field. Did you catch it out of the air?
Yeah, so straight. AJ tossed it up from the end zone. I grabbed it one-handed right here. Looked around. He wanted that ball back. I was like, let's get Taylor that ball back, man. Let's keep the Eagles on a run right here. Thank you, my friends, bringing me today. Eagles, let's keep this thing on a roll, man. AJ, great pass up there. Taylor, congrats on the first throw. Let's keep this thing rolling, man. Let's go, Eagles. Let's go, baby. Great job.
Did you make
AJ? Yes. So AJ looked at me from the sideline and he told me, he said, let's get that ball back and I'll get you a signed jersey when the game's over. So I'm going to go down and meet them and hopefully it's everything I expected.
So there was no thought about trying to make a profit. It's all about the Eagles and Philly.
No, let's get them that ball back. Let's keep this thing rolling into the playoffs, baby. Let's win this Super Bowl. Sirianni and the Eagles, baby. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
There is no doubt in my mind, my brother-in-law, fans of Philly, Joe knows that guy. I've seen that guy. There's no doubt in my mind he has hung out with Joe. Zero doubt.
What is Clarkie talking about? Turn the football in for a profit?
Yeah.
It's not a baseball.
It's Tanner McKee.
Yeah, who's
It's not Tanner McKee's 500th touchdown pass or Tom Brady's 500th touchdown pass.
Put it on eBay.
Yeah, it's Tanner McKee's first touchdown pass. It only means a lot to Tanner McKee. No profit coming with that football.
The A.J. Brown jersey is worth more than the Tanner McKee.
Yes, way more.
Unless Tanner McKee ends up being the next Tom Brady.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Unless Tanner McKee winds up being
Guy's got a cannon.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And his arm's big, too.
I got to tell you, man, AJ was that was a good gesture. It really was.
Yes, it was.
I love the reaction from AJ yesterday and Saquon the night he set the rushing record. When they gave the ball away to fans and didn't realize it until they got to the sideline, that you probably should have kept that.
Kept that ball. Yes. Yeah. AJ seems to really like Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee.
Speaking of those two, the second game ball goes to the law firm, Pickett and McKee.
I'm not even biting on that.
I'm not he has looked happy, I'll say that. Yeah. I mean,
four total touchdowns between those two guys?
Yeah, just moving the ball down the field.
Yep.
Devontae plus 2,100 for two touchdowns yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, never enough.
There was a doubt. You were throwing a temper tantrum in text messages.
I was. It was sickening. Stay on your feet, kid.
Yeah.
That would have been a tough one to have.
Oh, well, it would have been vintage.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
I haven't won a bet in a month and a half. Yeah. And to have that happen was just a sick joke.
Speaking of bets, by the way,
sure.
Lamar Jackson is plus 230 to win MVP.
Yeah.
I feel like a Lamar Jackson MVP is coming. I feel like that's a good bet.
You feel that?
Yeah, Josh Allen's minus 300, and Lamar is plus 235.
The only way Lamar doesn't get it is voter fatigue.
Yes.
Because he won it last year.
But it seems like it's, at least publicly in media, it feels like people are saying you're not allowed to have voter fatigue. You know, right. Lamar Jackson has had a better season. Now, it's an interesting thing because I think Josh Allen might have more on his shoulders and they have a better record. But when you look at the stats, Lamar's numbers are better than Josh Allen.
Man.
It's been a ridiculous
year.
Yeah.
It's been it really has. Yeah.
Burrow's numbers are MVP-like.
Joe B, my guy.
Number one game ball is Saquon. I mean, Saquon sets the record, gets over 2,000 yards. I mean, they really committed to getting him those yards, but we'll see if he goes for it this week. I hope he does. It's a cool record. Sports are supposed to be fun, Spike.
Thanks, buddy.
And Saquon gets the number one game ball.
I can't wait to not talk to you for the rest of the week. By the way, Darius Slay was asked after the game whether he thinks that they should go for it. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I would love him to have the record, but, you know, of course we need him way bigger than the record. But I would love him to have that record. Definitely after what Dickerson said, too, that was not cool. So, yeah.
See, Slay's like me. Right?
I've grown to really appreciate Slay this year. There are guys that...
I told you, we are re-signing Slay.
Slay? CJGJ, I've learned to appreciate, even though I feel like he's going to do something stupid that gets us into trouble.
No doubt.
But those two guys, I was sort of lukewarm on prior to this season, but they both played real well. And I think Slay's gotten more physical this year, I think. I feel like he's followed the rest of the defense and how he plays.
He's rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. I think he's been energized by the youth movement on that side. And the thing I like about the way Slay has played this year is that when you get older and it's time to walk away, you don't become a more physical player. You become a less physical player.
For sure, especially when you're trying to extend your career as well.
So he seems to me like he wants to show, A, he still can play. He still can play. But I think Slay wants to be here. When I talk about guys that can rewrite their career, like, Slay has now been here long enough and have had more success from a team standpoint than he ever had in Detroit.
Right.
So he has an opportunity to be known as a Philadelphia Eagle for the majority of his career.
And one of the best Philadelphia Eagle cornerbacks of all time.
Right.
If he plays another 2 years
here.
And to your point, it seems like not only does he want to keep playing, but you play that way because you want to keep playing
here. You want
to
play here, yes.
You know, it's almost like he is showing Fangio and showing the organization that I'm all in on how we are playing right now. Because it against Washington, I think he had three or four really big hits.
I agree. And he had that pass breakup that led to the interception. As long as the money is right, I'm not going over the top paying him. But if he wants to be that guy that's here, and because right now we don't have another corner better than Slay. I mean, that plays opposite Q.
Yeah.
Obviously, Q is there, and he's going to be there.
I don't know if
Cooper's going to the outside.
That's my question. Do you think he ends up going to the outside?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He looks like they found where he is supposed
to
play.
He's going to play best at, yes.
Yeah, because he is a physical player as well. And I want him out of punt returns. I'm worried he's going to get hurt.
I think they will after this year because he becomes more valuable. And as much as I like love Cooper DeJean and the pick being here, I haven't seen where I would trust him on the outside covering receivers 50 plays a game.
He doesn't seem fast enough, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know if I've seen that where I'm comfortable with that. I think he's in the perfect position, playing the perfect spot right now.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, really a John Clark game ball.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Maybe you give it to the fan. Instead
well,
of Clark.
I brought up the fan before the break, so I try to change it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't tell me.
Well, I know. But you don't tell anyone.
We hadn't said anything about the AJ thing, so I felt like we needed to slot it in there.
No, it was a good moment.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was a good fan moment. It was like the
It
was like the lady saying on camera. Like,
what the bleeping we're doing?
Yeah.
Yep, I remember her too.
And the former Penn professor that was...
You remember him?
Was cursing on the TV.
There's also the woman who was rapping at the Sixers game.
Yep.
Pulled the hood up over her head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The guy who was showing Ben Simmons how to shoot.
That
three
was
throws. That's an all-timer.
Dude, you saw the second that happened. I was like, he's never going to hit a shot again.
And then what about the car dealership owner? The fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Oh, yep.
Fell asleep.
That was a tough look.
That was the best.
There's the Go Birds guy that I'm not allowed to like because it turns out he was a bad guy, but it's still a great clip.
Good clip, yep. The kid tasered at the Phillies game.
Kid that got tased.
Oh, that was a great one.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
There's right the guy who's who played high school football and is ready to be put in the game.
Yeah, that's Jack's buddy.
Yep, three years varsity.
And then there's who is the older guy? We actually had him at a live pod once when we did
Larry Poffer? Yes.
Yeah, Poffer. What did he say?
Yeah, Jeff Garcia is our baby.
Our baby, right, yes. No, it's Nick Foles is our baby.
No, it's Jeff Garcia. It was originally Jeff Garcia's our
right, baby. But he got famous for Nick Foles.
They
is
brought
our
him
baby.
Back for.
Oh.
They brought him out of retirement.
Got it.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, really?
Jeff Garcia is our baby is, is number one. I mean, I'll show you the clip of the break.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember that.
You'd recognize the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a quick, funny story. So we did a live rights to Ricky Sanchez 1 year. It was the year of the Super Bowl, actually, 17. And we did it with Go Birds at the time. And we brought Poffer there, really just to say the one thing. And he wouldn't say it. Like, he wasn't getting the cues. It's like, dude, we don't need your opinion on anything. We just need you to say that Nick Foles is your baby.
Yep.
And that's it. Adam in New York, you're on WIP. What's up, Adam?
How you doing, man? So I got a quick point, and then I got a question. Just from a sheer momentum level, I don't understand how you would not go for it. You know, you get the all-time leading rushing yards, potential MVP going into playoffs. You've got to take a 20% bump each game from that alone.
Well, you said momentum, but you would agree that it's likely that most of the offensive and defensive starters won't play. So there's no momentum with any of those guys.
Well,
I mean,
excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, you get everybody. I mean, you're going to be out for blood. You got, you know, the new record, and you want to go. I just feel like it's you're going to get it in the first 24 minutes. You do it. It's weird not to.
Yeah, and then like let's say it's halftime, right? And he has 14. I don't mean to like belabor this, but this is what we did a month ago when we were talking about it, trying to figure out what you do. Let's say he's got 14 carries for 38 yards at halftime. What do you do?
You get halftime and you're done. If it ain't working, it ain't working.
Okay.
But I mean, it's the Giants. Giants.
All right.
My other question is, and this is what I kind of feel like is a bigger question, especially after last week in Dallas, at some point, calls are going to be coming in for Kellen Moore. Do we start talking about giving him a pay bump, or do we just accept that he's probably gone?
Calls are going to come in for Kellen Moore for what?
Head coach.
Head coach?
I there's already been talk about it.
Really? Who?
Where?
There was. I'm sure ESPN was talking about how there was going to be the year of second chances and.
Let me tell you this, a couple of things. First of all, I think Kellen Moore's done a good job. Mm-hmm. He's not irreplaceable. The second thing would be, if you're Kellen Moore, you're not just taking any head coach job that pops up. He's in a good situation here where he's got a general manager that's going to give him a ton of talent, mm-hmm. a head coach that is likely going to that he has a relationship with. Like, if you're Kellen Moore, you stay here until you have the perfect opportunity. And I don't think any NFL team that has the perfect opportunity is offering that opportunity to Kellen Moore. You know, I don't know. He doesn't scream, and Ike has been saying this since training camp. He doesn't scream head coach to me, and I don't think what he's done here is so outrageous from a scheme standpoint.
I don't think it's so much
standpoint.
That it's so amazing, but I mean, he made our second and third string quarterback look like rock stars last week.
Either that or the best wide receiver duo and best offensive line and best running back in football. And by the way, Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft pick that started for the Steelers last year. Like, it's not they didn't. I appreciate the call, Adam. I'm not worried about Kellen Moore getting a head coach job somewhere.
I'd be more surprised if he got one than worried about
him. And I don't think there's a he's either going to take that job or he's not. There's nothing the Eagles can do that is going to keep Kellen Moore from a head coaching job if he wants a head coaching job and someone offers it to him.
I agree.
You know,
I mean, and Ben Johnson probably will not do what he did last year, which is turn down a head coaching job, right? Didn't something happen with Washington? Did he not get on a flight or something?
Yeah, I think he turned them down.
Yeah, he turned Washington down, yeah. And most people thought it's because he wanted the Chicago job.
Right.
And so now Everett
which
Bruce
might be open
gone.
Again.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And Chicago would be crazy if they don't try to get Ben Johnson.
Right. So here is the Jeff Garcia's our baby okay. quote.
Listen, this is our year. Every other year, we've came close, but this year is our year. Jeff Garcia, baby, is our baby. He's it, baby. We are going to
Was this at the game? After the game?
Yeah,
I think it was after. I think it was after one of the games.
Yeah,
was that after the whole? Is that the Jeff Gar?
Merry
Jeff,
Christmas,
yeah,
Philadelphia.
Yeah, when he said Merry Christmas,
yeah,
Philadelphia.
I don't remember when that happened because I didn't remember the poffer from the Jeff Garcia era. I only remembered him from the Nick Foles era.
Oh, he did it again with Nick Foles?
Yes. Didn't
try to bring him out of retirement. It's like it's like
the Super Bowl Nick Foles.
Yeah, so it was like when the guy did. All
okay,
back
the, yeah, I've seen that video before.
You've
okay.
seen that video before.
Yeah,
yeah
I've
yeah,
seen
yeah.
that, yeah, okay.
It was the fighting said guy. They tried to bring him
yes.
back and make a memory again.
The said guy.
Yeah.
There's also the unlike Aguilar guy.
Yeah, but he hasn't come back.
By the way,
where is that guy?
We got to find him.
When we do Mount Rushmore Week this summer, the Mount Rushmore of those people
I love it.
Would be a good one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Write that in the files.
And then
yes.
we'll bring him in
no,
studio
no.
live.
No.
Popper?
No, I just told you, Popper's a zilch.
You have him meet us down here at Chickie's.
Right, we could do that. We take a picture, and yes. then they can go home. Yeah.
I do need to find the unlike Aguilar guy.
Yes.
It's been too long.
Would love to have him back.
Maybe for his retirement.
Yes.
You think Aguilar retires as an Eagle?
No, probably not. All right. Coming up next, what do we got coming up? Oh.
Well, I mean,
he could.
He did have a great Super Bowl game.
Yeah. People forget.
You think they're going to bring Nelson Aguilar back?
Oh, one-day contract?
No, he's talking about the whole one-day contract thing.
Yeah, you think he's going to be a captain one day? You're going to be interviewing him on the pregame show, Nelson Aguilar?
Might be.
Yeah.
There's been worse.
So, coming up next, it was a good day for the Commanders, but there was bad stuff for Dallas and the Giants, and we will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. All the playoff action you can enjoy here at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles online at chickiesandpeets.com.